I'm told that the Chinese authorities often refer to Tibetan activists as little mosquitoes. Many of you know that His Holiness has said, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never been in bed with a mosquito. Please welcome the person who is, it's my very great honor to introduce to you, His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
To the Honorable Harry Gohen, the President of the Westminster All Party Parliamentary Group for Tibet, and the Honorable Chris Balance, Chairman of the Cross Party Group on Tibet at the Scottish Parliament, and all the other delegates from various places, and the Tibetan delegates, to all of you, I'd like to express my deep sense of appreciation and thank you for for organizing this fourth international conventions, parliamentary conventions for Tibet. And I'm also thankful to you for saying these words of declaration of Edinburgh.
Now, I will use my broken English, and also I think most of our friends knows my sort of way of to speak, completely informal. So, if my informal way not go well about parliamentary sort of a system or something, then I apologize. I may deserve some punishment about the disciplinary kasuda system. Or so, I think at the beginning, I want to mention the what happened last 2 days. 2 days, I haven't sort of report or discussion with concerned Tibetan here. Why? See, my position since last 4 years, more than 4 years, my position is semi-retirement. So I'm not taking botheration what going on in detail way. So the detail work now carried our elected political leadership and our speakers and parliament members. So my position something like advisor or maybe senior advisor. So sometimes, or most cases, they agree my view, but sometimes not. So this is clear indication. We deliberately promote freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and that's a democratic principle. So, I don't know what sort of discussions on detail way, but I just want, I think, to share with you some of my basic sort of concern. Of course, many of you here knows this is my sort of usual concern or way of thinking, but some may not. So I explain some of my sort of the views. So to those people who already knows, then my explanation become like repetition. So please don't kasada, don't kasada, kasada, don't bother about my talk, and take rest. So now, Tibet issue. Actually, I think from ecological viewpoint, because of Tibetan location, it's such that the special sort of care about Tibetan ecology, I think very important, because major rivers which cover almost whole Asia, you see, come from Tibet. So I think millions or billions of people, their whole life is related with those major rivers which come from Tibet, essentially. So we need a special care. This is not interest for 6 million Tibetan people, but millions of people in the whole Asia. Here, my Indian friends, you know, I think southern India may not depend much about river which come from Tibet. But northern India, whole northern India, I think their life depend on those rivers which come from Tibet. Then China, of course, entire, I think those important, I think the three rivers, actually they come from Tibet. So the preservation of ecology of Tibet is something very essential. I think it is important to remind this, because some of our Chinese brothers and sisters, firstly, even government in the past, not much concern about ecology. Nowadays, the government level also is taking serious concern about ecology. That's a very good sort of, how to say, development. Very good. I think with this, I may mention, I want to just mention to mention or to express, I heard the Chinese government now decide, or say some kind of, rehabilitation of Huyangfang, late Huyangfang. I heard. I think that's another sign of progress, another sign of positive development. So I want to just express that, my appreciation about the government decision. So there is, I feel, it is useful to remind those sort of concerned points, reminds by our friends. I like this kind of meeting. I think useful. Sometimes I do feel the system is such, the report from the people on the spot may not report what was the real thing. They may create certain artificial sort of, what say, the fact, then report to the superior. So therefore, I think this kind of meeting reminds what is the problem, what is the issue. I think useful. Basically, of course, we are not seeking independence. Everybody knows that we are seeking genuine, meaningful autonomy within the framework of Constitution of People's Republic of China. So actually, I always telling people, my approach is actually, I think, best interest for People's Republic of China as a whole to achieve the genuine stability that genuine unity and prosperity. The present sort of stability and unity is something like artificial. Under force, under gun, everybody says nice words. But in deep inside, a lot of complaints, resentment there. So this is not a genuine stability and unity. Without stability and unity, the genuine prosperity impossible to achieve. So it seems, you see, there are a lot of constructions in Tibet, in particular the Lhasa area. All these money come from central government, not from local sort of economy and these things. So these are temporary. Since we are not seeking independence, therefore, I believe for constructive policy, constructive development of Tibet, I think we can help Chinese government. Although we never ask some kind of special position or special privilege, no. As early as 92, I made clear publicly that when day of our return comes with certain degree of freedom, I will hand it over all my legitimate authority to the local government. Then that is my complete retirement. And that local government, hopefully, eventually, the elected democratic government. Whether possible or not, we have to discuss, eventually with Chinese officials. But that's our hope. So therefore, we have no sort of concern or interest about our own, status and these things. But, you see, we can certainly help to transform Tibet from material field, from backward, because of that, backward state, transform into real modernized sort of human community with our own century-old rich culture heritage and inner values.